Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Barry White. It is Friday, the 8th of May at 6:31. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking to the new Irish luxury holding company, Vico, and we'll be chatting with the Irish author Jason Corcoran about the Russian economy ahead of the so-called Victory Day parade and all the markets as usual. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites in the unrivaled company of Kate English, Chief Economist with Deloitte. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning, Joe.
Now, Central Bank, it gave us an idea of its research into the lending market, which I thought was relatively interesting to bring up.
Yeah, so beyond the big three, what did it do? It was a study into 7 million new loan originations between 2019 and 2025. So quite a comprehensive study, and it sought to look beyond just the traditional bank lenders within Ireland. The purpose was to see, well, how concentrated is our debt or capital market here within Ireland. And I suppose bringing in those non-bank lenders, foreign banks and credit unions alongside our own domestic banks here in Ireland, it found that actually that lending environment is a lot less concentrated than we previously would have anticipated.
Which is probably a good thing.
This is a good thing. You know, it comes back to ensuring that risk is limited. It provides more capital or debt options for both consumers and businesses, which if we think in the context of a lot of conversation, even at a European level, for the last 12 to 18 months has been around how do we ensure we have a broad capital market to allow businesses to scale at pace. It is the ethos behind some of the findings between the Draghi's competitiveness report that feeds into some of the conversation on that savings and capital unions investment scheme, which is at the heart of trying to improve Europe's competitiveness. But here in Ireland, crucially, it said that one third of Irish firms, and including about 40% of SMEs, borrow from multiple lender types. So it's not that the market is segmented, that it's only one type of borrower of one size, say the upper end of the market, that is availing of these multiple different types of loans or capital sources, It is the market at whole. And for that, they seemed quite confident and happy in it. Made comments around how it makes a safe and sound banking sector to have this wide range of capital sources available. And it is that first proper lens into the assessment of the Irish market, including foreign banks and all non-bank lenders as well.
Oh, that's interesting. I see the CSO seem to suggest that the Iran war hasn't yet had an impact, a negative impact on the unemployment rate.
Yes, the unemployment rate is holding really steady. It actually declined marginally in April from where it was sitting at the start of the year. So we're now at 4.8%. And you may know that sits basically at historically low levels here in Ireland. It's also the second data point we had released this week from an Irish context that shows that continued resilience holding in the Irish market. The other, of course, was Exchequer results earlier in the week. Interestingly, though, within this as well, for me, we were looking at the youth unemployment figure. So that figure for between 16 and 24 year old category. And why? Well, because that has got quite a lot of attention over the last 12 months as there's a fear as to, well, how is AI impacting the labour market, not only here
especially
in Ireland.
Freshly graduated people.
Exactly, but also across many other economies. And here we also saw that figure quite stable. It actually decreased, to 9.8%. That's its lowest level since May 2022.
So young people are getting jobs.
Yeah, it goes against the narrative that we are seeing a rise in youth unemployment here in Ireland, certainly.
Which we have seen in the States, but we haven't seen it in Ireland.
We've seen it in the States, we've seen it in the UK, we've seen it in other European countries as well. But certainly from an Irish context, it is continuing to hold. So positive news, but of course, it just reflects April. So let's see how the May and June data evolves as well.
Let's move a little bit further away. France is ready to bail out its airlines affected by the fuel crisis. I suspect that doesn't include Ryanair, by the way.
So this is still just a proposal. It came from the transport minister in France yesterday, and it said that the government was looking at making progress on how it can support airlines in higher costs that they are facing at the moment. So it included aid for deferrals of social security contributions. Why are we seeing this come through? Well, we know that the price of fuel has increased quite significantly. There's been a lot of conversation already around, well, will we see enough jet fuel supply in Europe throughout the busy summer period? The EU has come out quite strongly in saying we're not at risk yet of having no reserves of jet fuel within Europe to try and calm some of that summer uncertainty or concerns that are there. But this would be the first event of such of a kind within Europe of a government specifically supporting the airline industry. So I think it's one to keep an eye on, particularly as we wake up this morning to still news of oil prices above that $100 mark, more uncertainty.
And exchange of missiles overnight.
Exactly, in the Gulf region that may play out in markets again today. We'll have to see how that evolves.
And staying with the blowback from this Iran war, Germany has discovered a big fiscal hole.
A big fiscal hole. So not quite as large as what the headline suggests. So it's quite a large headline. It suggests a hole of over 50 billion between now and out to 2030 in what it previously forecasted for its tax income revenue. And it stated within this that that was off the back of, I suppose, a changing economic landscape from the war in the Middle East. But to put into context, that accounts for about only less than 2% of its overall budget that has expenditure budget that has been announced this year of over 528 billion of spending. And of course, again, for context, in an Irish landscape, we know that we voted expenditure for budget 2026 was committed to over 118 billion. So these numbers, they sound incredibly large when you read them at first. But of course, in context, it is relatively small. The wider story here, though, is we see that in Germany, there are increasing pressures for increasing expenditure, widening from infrastructure spending, defence spending, which they've committed to quite strongly. But that is happening in the context of lower than expected tax revenue and therefore needing to increase debt. So it's almost a tale of two very different government fiscal stories between Ireland and Germany. So one to watch, given it is quite a large player within the European space.
Certainly is the largest economy in Europe. Kate, thanks so much. Are you doing anything for the weekend? Anything special?
I am travelling. I'm in Galway this evening. I'm in Cork tomorrow and I'm in Paris on Sunday.
And did you get the chopper refuelled?
I did not. The train and the car will be doing me.
Kate, have a lovely weekend. That's Kate English, Chief Economist with Deloitte.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.